各位听众大家好啊，我是 Mandy 文许婷啊。咁啊，今日咧系 Boxing Day 节礼日啦。咁啊，经过咗琴日嘅圣诞节咧，相信大家咧都度过咗好愉快嘅一日啦，同家人咧共享呢个圣诞大餐啦。咁今日咧，大家会唔会都会出外购物呢？咁啊，我哋琴日咧已经播出咗 BC 省长尹大伟啦，同埋咧新任嘅 BC 财政厅长贝亚丽嘅年终专访。咁今日咧就想同大家咧系播出咧 BC 保守党党领罗士德 John Rostek 嘅年终专访啦。咁我都知道咧，即系好多嘅听众咧都好好奇咧，喺新一届嘅省议会当中咧，喺明年咧，保守党系会扮演一个咩角色咧？同埋罗士德点样带领保守党去监督咧省新民主党政府呢？在今天的这个节目当中呢，党领罗士德呢会跟大家去一一讲到呢有关的问题的。党领罗士德啊，见到呢今次呢 BC 保守党呢在今届的省选中呢是创造了历史的、哦。那你现在呢是官方反对党的党领啦，同时呢也都将在明年的二月省议会重开的时候呢带领呢另外43名的保守党省议员的。咁你点样评价咧？你今年作为 BC 保守党党领嘅表现呢
？We took a party from zero up to just short of government in just over a year, and in many cases, you know, a lot of that came just in the last few months as we went into the election. So in the Conservative Party of British Columbia, we actually have redefined what it means to be conservative in British Columbia.And in Canada, in many ways, because of the very diverse base that we have built as a Conservative Party. So I'm very proud of what we've been able to achieve, actually, in such a short period of time.
罗斯德话咧，佢哋用咗过去嘅一年咧，将保守党咧从零啊到啊有好多嘅候选人咧系代表佢哋保守党参加省选啦。最后呢又取得破纪录的议席啦，成为呢第一反对党啦。该党呢通过很多的方式呢是重新定义了 BC 保守党。咁啊，保守党亦都建立咗一个好多元化嘅基础啦。罗士德佢咧对于保守党能够喺咁短嘅时间内取得咁样嘅成绩咧，系感到自豪嘅。咁因为我哋见到保守党喺过去嘅100年以嚟咧，都系冇试过有咁多嘅省议员咧系可以喺省议会当中啦，同埋咧亦都未试过系一个官式嘅即系第一反对党啦。咁所以咧睇嚟今次嘅呢一个竞选嘅成果咧，系对于罗士德嚟讲咧，亦都系非常之重要同埋系历史性嘅。罗士德啊，咁我哋见到咧，今次新民主党省府咧喺啱啱好获得47个议席啦，咁啊足够佢哋组建大多数政府之后咧，佢就未有喺省选结束后咧去恢复呢一个省议会嘅秋季会期。咁啊，省长尹大伟就话咧，要等到明年嘅2月18日咧，省议会先至重开。你对省长呢个决定你点样睇咧？同埋咧喺接落嚟呢一年。工作的一环又会是什么呢？
I'm disappointed that the NDP did not call back the legislature. There's significant work that needs to be done, everything from passing budgets for the office of the legislature, getting the finance committee up and running, to some legislation that could make a difference and potentially save a company that is facing possible bankruptcy or possibly having to shut down.There's a lot of work that needs to be done in this legislature, and I think it's completely unacceptable that David Eby would not call back the legislature and get back to work. Instead, he's decided to take 3 months off. For the next year going forward, as the Conservative Party of British Columbia, we are looking to continue to build our party, continue to build our base, connecting with people right across this province. And in addition to that, of course, doing the hard work of holding government to account, making sure that we go after the issues, but more than justattacking government for what they're doing, but proposing solutions, important things that need to be done to be able to help people on a day-to-day basis in British Columbia.
罗士德就话对新民主党省府咧系未能恢复省议会嘅秋季会期咧系感到非常之失望啦。指省府同埋各党咧其实系需要喺省议会召开嘅时候咧去完成好多嘅工作啦，包括咧通过一啲嘅法案啦，以及选定咧财务委员会成员啦，同埋避免有一啲嘅公司面临破产等嘅情况啊。 他说在明年呢，保守党会继续呢扩大规模啦，同 BC 省全省各社区去加强联系，同埋呢致力在省议会中呢是确保问责性去监督新民主党省府。保守党呢届时是会专注针对一些议题呢提出更多的解决方案啦，而非只是攻击执政党。指现时呢在解决省民的担忧方面呢仍然呢是有很多工作要做的。咁明年呢二月省议会重开之后呢 ,BC 省长尹大卫已经表示呢到时呢新民主党省府就会发表新一份的施政报告同埋呢新一份的财政预算案啦。作为反对党的党领呢你会点样去监督执政新民主党确保呢省议会当中的问责制呢？
The NDP have decided to have a very large cabinet for the small number of MLAs elected, and then give a whole bunch of positions to everybody in their caucus, basically giving everybody, you know, a raise or a Christmas bonus. At the same time, they decided not to call back the legislature to fulfill their promise of sending out tax relief money to people in British Columbia. With a large cabinet like that, I want to make sure that everybody in our caucus could be being able to contribute meaningfully in the things that we need to do. So I tried to do my best to match, you know, people's interests and skills with where our with what the NDP had lined up in terms of their priorities. But I also looked at some things that we want to be able to do as the Conservative Party, and making sure that we had critics that were lined up to do that important work, not just about holding government to account, but building out some of the things that we want to be able to see happening here in British Columbia.
罗士德就话咧，执政新民主党咧喺今届嘅省府当中咧，省议员只系刚好达到多数政府门槛啦，有47个啦。但系咧，新民主党却组建咗一个比较大规模嘅内阁，咁某啲厅长嘅职位咧亦都系新设。咁佢就批评咧新民主党嘅成员咧，佢哋嘅福利增加啦。咁啊，加上咧，执政党又未能喺秋季去重开省议会啦，未有尽快去兑现咧，未有尽快兑现咧，该党咧对省民嘅减税承诺。保守党咧将会以人民嘅利益为本咧去努力，确保咧保守党每项事务咧都有评论员啦，去监察咧执政党嘅施政嘅。咁我哋咧依家嚟讲下呢个 BC 省赤字方面嘅问题啦。党领罗士德啊，根据咧 BC 省财政厅长贝雅丽咧，佢喺12月17日公布嘅即系最新嘅预算更新咧，就讲到咧今个财政年度嘅赤字咧系比早前嘅预期增加咗4.2亿元啦，达到咧94亿元，创下咧历史嘅新高。咁到本财年结束嘅时候咧 ，BC 省嘅债务总额咧就会达到1300亿元，咁比九月嘅预测咧亦都系高出14亿元嘅。咁你会唔会担心咧喺新民主党嘅执政之下咧，明年省府预算嘅赤字会更高咧？你对明年嘅新一份预算案咧有咩期望咧
？David Eby will be calling back the legislature, at least if you believe what he says, next spring in February.He'll bring forward a throne speech. We are going to be looking for signs from the NDP as to whether or not they learned a lesson in this election and change the path that they're going, or whether they're going to double down on that and simply put additional spin in trying to deceive the people of this province. If he carries on with his path and these policies that have been so destructive in British Columbia, we will do everything we can to oppose it and make it difficult for him to move things forward.And try to take them down as quickly as possible. If he wants to bring forward things that are constructive, that are going to be very helpful for people in this province, tax relief, getting rid of things like the carbon tax, making our streets safer, getting rid of decriminalization, if he wants to come forward to these things I think people want to see happen in this province, then he'll find us a partner.
罗士德就说保守党呢将会查看新民主党可唔可以从过去嘅财政管理状况中去吸取教训啦，改善一啲管理嘅方法啦，或者咧该党嘅财务管理可能会继续恶化，令到省府嘅赤字系继续升高嘅。佢批评咧过去新民主党嘅多项政策咧都带嚟破坏。 指保守党咧系将会密切监察新民主党嘅预算啦，同埋试图尽快去推翻新民主党政府。罗士德就话咧，保守党执政下嘅 BC 省咧，将会系取消碳税啦，改善街头治安啦，同埋咧取消少量毒品非刑事化嘅政策嘅。咁啊，当被问到咧喺明年省议会重开之后咧，除咗当然执政党咧系会提出好多嘅法案啦，咁保守党会唔会都会提出一啲私人嘅法案咧？
As the legislature comes back, and we will be, I can say, holding government to account in terms of what they're doing, but we are going to be bringing forward some bills that I think can be very constructive. We'll be looking for support from the Green Party, where things like that can really, you know, bridge some differences between us. And we'll also be giving government the opportunity to take those bills, make them a government bill, and actually do things that will improve the lives of people in British Columbia, affordability, making sure that we don't have these drug dens in our communities, and making our streets safer. So we will be bringing forward some things, and I think that's going to be an opportunity for us to show what a difference can be between a conservative government versus an NDP government.
罗士德就话咧，保守党亦都会提出一啲建设性嘅私人法案，希望咧喺省议会当中咧可以寻求到绿党嘅支持。咁佢话咧，亦都系一个机会啦，可以俾政府咧查看一啲改善省民生活嘅其他方案啦，同埋可能性。同时咧，亦都系确保社区嘅安全啦。佢话咧，呢一啲法案咧可以展现出保守党同新民主党嘅截然不同嘅。咁啊，睇嚟大家咧，到时喺省议会重开嘅时候咧，要留意一下咧，保守党佢有啲咩私人嘅法案可以出到嚟咧，系可以咧有一啲新嘅一啲嘅方法啦。
During the election campaign, David Eby brought forward a platform, and estimated that their deficit will be close to $14 billion this year. We'll see exactly where that lands. But what I can see is this.For the average everyday person in this province, their wages are not keeping up with inflation. Matter of fact, we are one of the lowest in the world in terms of wage growth compared to costs. So wages aren't keeping up. I also see the fact that, you know, government spending has become out of control in their deficits, putting that burden on the future. So I'm very concerned about what David Eby is doing, how much damage he's doing to our fiscal stability,but more importantly, how much damage he's doing to our economy. So many companies now are looking at leaving this province. Small businesses are struggling and closing their doors. And that's the backbone of our economy. I'm very disappointed that David Eby doesn't seem to understand that he needs to change ways to make it so that we can actually have a strong economy in British Columbia.
咁讲到经济方面咧，罗士德就话咧，依家咧省民嘅平均收入咧，并不能追上通胀。咁啊，对比世界上其他嘅司法管辖区咧，我哋 BC 省亦都系工资上升得最慢嘅地区之一啦。而政府咧嘅开支继续失控啦，为 BC 省嘅未来咧系构成负担。咁大型开支咧，亦都正损害 BC 省嘅经济啊。好多个公司咧系计划倒闭啦，或者离开 BC 省。咁啊，佢对省将运大卫目前所做嘅行动咧系感到非常之担忧嘅。相信党领罗士德咧，你都好清楚咧，就系咧美国当选总统特朗普咧早前已经系威胁啦，讲到佢喺明年1月20日上任之后咧，就会对我哋加拿大所有嘅货品咧征收25%嘅关税啊。咁此举咧，如果真系实行咧，必然咧系会对我哋加拿大啦，亦都系 BC 省嗰个经济咧系带嚟好大嘅影响啦。咁喺寻日嘅访问当中咧 ，BC 省财政厅长贝亚丽亦都话咧，特朗普嘅呢个关税威胁咧系对 BC 省嗰个经济存在一啲不确定性啊。咁所以即使咧明年嗰个经济预测咧，讲到应该系2%左右啦，但系咧仍然咧。都是担心咧，即系特朗普呢个关税嘅威胁。咁省长韵大卫就话咧，我哋咧应该系采取一个加拿大优先同 BC 省优先嘅政策。咁之前咧，省长韵大卫亦都同联邦政府嘅官员啦，同埋全国各个省长咧一齐咧开咗两次嘅会议，商讨一啲应对嘅措施啦。譬如安省又话切断咧，即系提供俾美国嘅能源啊，咁样。 咁你点样睇有关嘅威胁咧？同埋 BC 省应该即系点样可以应对咧？
One of the big challenges that we have in British Columbia is we have no control over our ports. Less than 1% of containers coming into British Columbia are checked. This has to stop. We actually have to secure our borders. David Eby just wants to slough it off and say it's the federal government's responsibility. That's not good enough. We as a province need to protect our citizens. We need to protect what's going in and out of this province. For example, fentanyl, which is making its way in our streets, which is fueling the drug crisis that we have. It's time we actually step up to the plate and we'll send the federal government the bill. We cannot wait for the federal government. And this is one of the main demands that the President of the United States, President-elect of the United States, has. And it's something we've been campaigning on that needed to be done. He recognizes it south of the border as well. Let's get it done and protect our borders and deal with this issue. Now, when it comes to dealing then with Mr. Trump and with his threat of tariffs, let's get our own house in order in terms of that, and then we'll be in a strong position and we'll be looking for things that we can do to create some leverage to be able to negotiate and get things done between British Columbia, between Canada and the United States.
罗士德表示咧 ，BC 省目前面对嘅其中嘅一项挑战咧，就系港口并冇管控啊。佢话咧，少于1%咧进口到 BC 省嘅货柜咧有受到检查啊，所以咧我哋需要加强咧港口嘅管控同埋治安措施啦。省中运大位置咧有关嘅问题咧需要联邦政府嘅介入，但系咧罗士德认为咧此举并不足够啊。他覺得 BC 省府是需要保護省民，採取措施去解決毒品和街頭治安問題，因為毒品也是美國當選總統特朗普擔心的問題之一，所以才會有這個關稅的威脅。而保守黨也一直倡議打擊毒品，改善治安，他敦促執政新民主黨去採取措施一同解決邊境和毒品的問題。至于关税的威胁方面呢，我们呢需要团结一致啦，查看一些可行的措施。BC 省和联邦呢是要一同与美国去展开谈判啦，应对呢有关的威胁的。我亦都问到罗士德啦，在这个关税的威胁下呢，要怎样去发展BC 省的经济和贸易呢？有没有一些方法呢是BC 省即是自身都可以有一些的不同的方法是可以探索更多的经济增长的机会呢？
There's a lot of things we need to do. I mean, getting rid of the carbon tax obviously would be huge in terms of unleashing some potential and reducing the costs for people in this province. The fact that it takes years, if not decades, to actually move forward, get permits and make things happen in this province, where other jurisdictions in the world, which are far more environmentally sensitive than we are, can get things done in a matter of months. These things need to change. We actually have to have a focus and a willingness to say, let's get it done and open up our minds, open up our resources, make sure that people can come and invest in technology, and have a reasonable expectation for return. And all of this so that we can drive good wage growth and jobs and support the families in this province, rather than having families looking at leaving British Columbia.
罗士德就讲到呢，依家我哋 BC 省呢有好多唔同嘅议题呢需要去改善嘅。咁因为有好多嘅情况，譬如係有毒药物危机啊，医疗系统嘅改善啊，同埋呢一啲生活开支方面嘅问题。亦都包括一啲撤销碳税啦，点样去减少我哋民众嘅生活负担啦，同埋咧佢觉得咧，我哋 BC 省咧系需要打开大门咧，容许多啲嘅人嚟到 BC 省去投资，咁样咧先至能够促进咧薪酬上升啦，创造更多嘅就业机会啦，令到更多嘅家庭咧喺我哋 BC 省咧有美好嘅生活噶。咁喺今日嘅专题热线嘅第一节嘅节目入面咧，我哋就同大家分享咗播出咗咧，BC 保守党党领罗士德咧，接受本台嘅年终嘅专访嘅上半段啊。 咁啊，大家都有听到咧，即系罗士德对于明年二月省议会重开嘅时候咧，佢就提到会监督执政党啦，同埋佢话咧，唔希望话净系攻击执政党，咁希望咧反而系专注提出一啲即系更加可以多元化考虑嘅一啲嘅解决方案啦，喺不同嘅议题上。咁啊，對於呢個赤字啊，依家羅士德當然亦都係好擔心啦。講到咧，即係希望新民主黨咧，係咪可以改善一下財務管理嘅方法咧？令到咧呢個赤字逐步減少咧。咁佢都好期望到時睇到財政預算案當中咧，省新民主黨係咪會兑現一啲佢所講嘅逐步減少赤字嘅承諾啦。咁我哋喺下一节嘅节目当中咧，我哋咧会讲到呢个治安啦、毒品啦、医疗啦，同埋保守党党内嘅一啲嘅情况嘅。咁啊，我哋依家咧要先去一段新闻广告，而转头咧系再翻嚟咧为大家播出咧呢个保守党党领嘅年终专访嘅。